Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's been, I don't know, 8 months or so, 7 or 8 months. All I know is it's been 1 or 2 months too long. What am I talking about? Last season, 2024, every Friday at 4 p.m., we were joined by Smitty of Sports Talk Media Network right here on the Fan Upstate. And Smitty has graciously agreed to join us at 4 p.m. again this football season. Utolos love hearing him here in the Upstate, Spartanburg, Greenville, parts of Anderson as well. And Smitty joins us on the Fan Upstate again every Friday, 4 o'clock. Smitty, I know you are involved with high school football broadcast, as I am, but you spend a lot of time covering high school football in the Upstate. And if you saw what I'm seeing right now in Duncan, South Carolina, the brand-new home of Nixon Field, the Burns Rebels, you would truly be blown away. A big difference in what you saw and I saw for many, many years here in Duncan.
Well, I'm happy for you because, and I'm happy obviously for all of the kids that get to play there and the fans that get to go enjoy it. Yep. And I remember it was such a big deal kind of in the early 2000s. There were only two objects you could see from space, the Great Wall of China and Burns Jumbotron. And yep. Now I see you guys have stepped it up even more. Now, and this is what, you know, playing on the road all last season, this is what it was all about. Now, I really appreciate that introduction, too, and I am on my way to a high school game in Wando in Mount Pleasant. But, you know, I think you should let the listeners in on the truth. You said, you know, Smitty joined us, and it's been a couple of months. What happened was I made a smart remark about LeBron James, and you hung up and didn't call. You didn't text. You didn't write.
Oh, man. No, that's not
this
true.
This is better radio than asking you sports questions. Just bag on Cole.
No, that's not true. I love you, Smitty. Smitty, for those that don't know, I would never do that. I will say this, Diesel, because Smitty has helped me along the way. 13 seasons ago, I started broadcasting high school football. This is my 13th season. I got into radio because I was keeping stats as a junior in high school at Boiling Springs, Diesel. And that year, my junior year in high school, I kept stats. And the station that carried Boiling Springs, Smitty was the manager of, and Smitty played a big part in me getting my foot in the door in radio. 13 years later, I still love talking to Smitty. So you know that, Smitty. I don't have to tell you that I appreciate you as always, but you can bag on me about LeBron. I can't find anything bad to say about you.
Oh, no. Wow. Now you're just winning everybody over. Well, as always, I'll give you something before the end of this conversation. Before we leave each other today, I'll give you and Diesel something that you can make fun of me about.
All right.
Because
that
I'll say
good.
Something. I'll step on my tongue here in a minute.
Smitty, let's talk a little ball, shall we? let's get into these Clemson Tigers and South Carolina Gamecocks. Sort of a big overarching question. Which is more likely to happen in your mind, that Clemson wins fewer than 10 games or South Carolina wins more than 8?
Oh, I think it's South Carolina winning more than 8. I think Clemson's really set up this season. Not only do they have a veteran group and then a lot of talented players to replace any of the pieces they lost last season, Clemson's in prime position once they get past LSU. It's going to be smooth sailing most of the season. Now, things can happen. You saw what happened at Louisville last season, that stepped up, played a great game, and knocked Clemson down a peg. But that can happen. But I think Clemson is well on its way to 10-plus wins this year and back to the college football playoff. And I think South Carolina has a good chance of winning more than 8. So that's why I'd say they're going to win, more likely for South Carolina to win more than 8 than Clemson to lose three, I guess. Because I do think South Carolina has a lot of great potential. Now, they've got a difficult schedule, and it doesn't set up that well, but what we need to know about South Carolina, and it's this era of the transfer portal, I don't know how some of these players will perform. And if you just, all you have to do is look back at last season. And I should say this, we're starting to get character from these teams, meaning in the era before the transfer portal, you could see, you always knew that, okay, Penn State was going to have a good linebacking core. All right, Clemson's always going, you know, when they had Danny Ford, they're always going to have really good offensive linemen. And Oklahoma was always going to have good linemen. And Alabama was going to rush the pass. You knew all these things. Well, South Carolina's character has started to become, they hit often in the transfer portal. No one saw Kyle Kennard making that kind of impact last year. So I say all of that to say this, will some of the players who we have not been able to see with our own two eyes, like a Rasul Faison, if he gets eligible, or even a Gustave, transfer running back, did they hit again on some of these players from the portal? That's the answer we need. That's the question we need an answer to before I really know how good South Carolina is going to be around Lenore Sellers.
All right, Smitty, this one is a difficult one for you that I'm going to throw at you. In terms of the two teams, particularly the two quarterbacks, Lenore Sellers, Cade Klubnik, you, Sports Talk Media Network, you guys cover both Clemson and South Carolina. When your back is giving you problems, Smitty, are you an ibuprofen guy, Tylenol guy, et cetera, and which one are you? And then I'm going to ask you the question.
All right, I don't think I've got a real preference, although because okay. I grew up in the South, I think Richard Petty convinced me to take Goody's powders.
Okay, Goody's is fine as well. That's an acceptable answer. Which quarterback in your mind, look, we all know who has more weapons. Cade does, right? Cade has the weapons. He's got the receivers, maybe one of the best receiving rooms in college football. But which quarterback in your mind, if the talent were equal, 50-50, across the board, same weapons at Clemson, same weapons at South Carolina, Lenoris not having to use his back much and carry his teammates, which quarterback's better given the exact same weapons?
Oh, well, now this is a wonderful question. This is a wonderful question. And let me preface it with this. I won't back out of it. I'll give you my answer. I will stand by my answer. But I want to preface it with this just to give you a little background. I projected Cade to have a really good year last season. I was covering him in the ACC, at the ACC Media Days, they call it ACC Kickoff in Charlotte. And I just felt this calmness about it. And he wasn't braggadocious at all. It just seemed that Cade had grown so much from his experiences, I guess, freshman and sophomore year. And I just projected he was going to have a really nice year if the pieces around him grew with the receiving corps. As you just mentioned, like Brian Wesco and players like that, and getting Antonio Williams healthy and all these things. And those things happened. And he did have a very nice year, especially toward the tail end of the season. And I was so impressed with Cade and continue to pull for him because I really enjoyed meeting with him. Lenore Sellers, I shrugged my shoulders heading into last season. And at the beginning of last year, I thought Cade was pretty far ahead of Lenore Sellers. But I will say, I would take Lenore's for this particular reason. I think, and we will see come in this cup, we'll actually probably see this play out because of what I'm about to say. I think when the chips are down and you need someone to make a play, I trust Lenore's more to do that than I do Cade. Now, here's the thing, though. Cade's chips won't be down very often. More often than not, he'll be playing from ahead. He can move out of the pocket. He can make plays with legs. Let's not forget that. He just doesn't have to very often. But I think Lenoris is a tick better at that because of his athleticism. And now all of this depends on if what we hear out of the camps is true. Is Lenoris more accurate? Is Lenoris a little bit better in terms of awareness in the pocket and footwork and standing on a platform and firing and utilizing all of his weaponry out there? If that's true, then I think it's going to be Lenoris Sellers by a tick. But will you see it play out that way on the field? Not most of the time, because most of the time, say Clemson's got that trip to Pitt later in the year. That's a really tough trip. But, man, the guys wearing orange are going to be a lot more athletic than the guys wearing blue and yellow. They'll be praying for rain or snow or something. So when he's firing to those receivers, as Mark Packer used to say, the frisbee-catching dogs that Clemson can recruit, then Cade's just going to look really nice. And Lenoris will be running for his life half the season against some really good defenses. But I think if it were even footing, if everybody were playing with the same chess pieces, I think I've got Lenoris by a hair, but I could change my mind if Cade lights up that LSU defense.
So, Smitty, you touched on my next question just a little bit there. You look back at last season, and it was a little better than the season before that. When it comes to Cade's sort of why did he just do that decision making? I'm thinking of, pull the ball in 2023 against Miami. There was a fumble in the red zone last year against Duke. How confident are you in Cade's development from 2023 to 24, now to 25, in minimizing even further those kinds of, let's call it, boneheaded decision making?
Do I have this right? I think what we're going to have at Clemson this year, head coach, offensive coordinator, and quarterback all there for the third consecutive year. Do I have that right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm right about that, I think that's what is going to lead to a lot of success for what you just mentioned, which was some of what you said, some of Cade's curious play, head-scratching plays. But now, come on, ownership of the playbook, those kinds of things come usually from indecision, right? Lack of confidence with what you're doing. But now, I would suspect, the playbook's fully in. There's nothing they're talking about in that quarterback room. Cade Klubnik could probably coach the quarterbacks now at this stage. He would know that playbook so well. He knows what's expected of him from head coach down to coordinator all the way down. He knows what is expected of him, and he knows how, he's run those plays either in his head or on the field hundreds and hundreds of times. I just expect that's going to clean itself up based on the experience level of Cade Klubnik. If it doesn't, and by the way, we've seen guys go to the NFL and make kind of, everybody remembers the butt fumble with Mark Sanchez. We've seen this kind of follow guys to the NFL, but I don't think it will with Cade Klubnik. I think that's just a fact of just growing pains. And it used to be a quarterback would sit for two seasons before he was forced to go out and play in front of the world. Well, that's not the case anymore. Cade Klubnik's been taking all of his snaps on national television, and we've been picking apart each one of them. So I expect all that to be fine.
We're joined by Smitty, Matt Smith, Sports Talk Media Network, every Friday at 4 o'clock right here on the Fan Upstate, second year in a row that Smitty joins us at 4 p.m. Smitty, you mentioned you are involved in high school football down in the lower part of the state. Tell us, number one, what you're doing this season, if it's the same as last year, but also, number two, serious question here. I looked at the radar. Are you guys playing football tonight? It looks like a lot of rain down that way.
It does seem like a lot of rain, and I'm going to put this as delicately as I can. The wonderful people at Wando, which I don't know where they rank in terms of the size, but it's one of the largest high schools in South Carolina.
Top five, yeah.
Top five, and one of the nicest facilities. Beautiful new stadium that's only been around for a few years, District 2 Stadium. And they have seen fit to put me outside, despite. So we're going to be broadcasting outside in this oncoming monsoon, and we're just going to see how it goes. I might be electrocuted this evening. It's going to be the last time you hear me, but we'll see. We'll see. So
you mean make a phone call real quick, Smitty?
I don't know what to say. I don't know. Let's just hope it all works out. Let's just hope it all works
out. Nobody from Wando's listening to this station up here in the upstate. Let them have it, Smitty. Let it go at it. Go ahead. Fire off.
No, and you know how these things are. You and I both called games outside, you know, hanging. I've called them over a cell phone. We've done that. That's what you do. You know, you do it for the kids, and that's what you do when you are broadcasting. I'm only taking a shot at them because I can't see the road currently. And so just a little concerning as I head in. But, yeah, at last check, we are still ready to go. But I do expect delays. It's going to be, you know, I brought a snack. I brought a lunch because it's one of those nights, and you've been through those as well, and we get them a lot on the coast.
Smitty, we know that there's some big changes coming down in college football. There's a supposed crackdown on fake injuries and, you know, players pulling out the fake gun and shooting the quarterback after a sack. But the biggest change in college football on the way is that next year the SEC is going to 9 conference games. You know, I was looking at all these schedules across SEC teams. Most of them play 1 FCS and 2 G5s. What do you think happens now that they're going to be limited down to just 3 out-of-conference opportunities, and even some who are playing, you know, regular rivalry games out of conference, now they're going to be limited down to 2. If you're an SEC athletic director or scheduling officer putting this stuff together, how are you adjusting your schedule? Are you killing off the FCS game, one of the G5s? How are you handling that?
Yeah, I personally, that's the direction I would look. What I'm afraid of, what actually I have a fear of, is they won't be able to save those kickoff games. You know, LSU Clemson, South Carolina, Virginia Tech, are we going to continue to get those in the future? Now, I think games like South Carolina and Clemson are safe. I can't even believe that's come up as a talking point previously about, but, you know, the SEC, meaning the SEC powers, I'm not talking about South Carolina and Missouri and Arkansas. I'm talking about Alabama and Georgia and Florida. For years, they talked about, you know, making sure they maintain the ability to schedule like those G5 games and everything. But what would I do? I don't see how it does you any good. And with apologies to all of the great players and coaches that are part of FCS, I think we should have graduated past that. I know they get money for that, but the G5 teams get money as well. I just think we should have graduated past this. There's no reason, and I love Charleston Southern. I love going to that North Charleston area and seeing them play. There's no reason they should be playing Alabama on a Saturday on your television. There just isn't. Mm. There's barely any reason that Bowling Green should, but I know we have to live with that. So the first thing I would do is cut the FCS games off and at least force the SEC teams or request that the SEC teams play at least an FBS team. And then I would do everything in my power not to touch, you know, clean old-fashioned, hey, Georgia Tech and South Carolina, Clemson and Florida State. I would make sure that everybody was agreed upon, you know, it was all agreed upon that we're not going to touch those games. We're going to make sure that the playoffs start in a way, you know, at a date that those teams don't feel like they need, you know, any time off for the conference title games or anything like that. So how would I handle it as an AD? I would have handled it years ago and stopped scheduling FCS teams. You know, put your big boy pads on and at least play an FBS program.
Smitty, where do you stand on Alabama 2025? Caitlin DeBoer, we kind of joked about it yesterday. I said a shaky season in his first year, and Diesel was like, shaky? They went, you know, only four long, whatever it was, a season ago. And I said, yeah, you know, lost to Vandy in Michigan. That'll do it at Alabama. Are we maybe a season ago, did we make too much of the start that DeBoer had? Do you feel like that train will be right back on the track in 2025?
You know, I don't know. I do anticipate Alabama being good. There's just too much talent there.
Sure.
And if there is if Alabama is not going to be a superpower any longer, and most people, I'd say a lot of analysts already believe that they've hit that mark. That as good as Kalen DeBoer is, there was just something about that marriage between Nick Saban and the Alabama program. But let me throw a third factor in there, and that NIL and transfer portal. You know, there are just these seismic shifts in college football that happen from time to time. You know, television was one of them. Realignment was another one of them. And then you get transfer portal, then NIL. And these are just seismic shifts that change the complexion of the sport. And not every team is going to make it to that next round. Like Nebraska, people can't believe this. Nebraska was an absolute blue blood of college football. But that has changed. With realignment, they just didn't keep up. They just fell by. Now, maybe they'll bounce back and it'll be fine. But if they do, everyone will say, what a shocker, what a surprise. Nebraska looks like Nebraska of old. Mm. And what I'm questioning when I bring this up, I expect Alabama to be good this year. But is NIL and transfer portal, was that the death knell for Alabama in terms of dominating the national title picture? Was it Saban's retirement? I think they're going to be good, but to expect them to do anything like they did before, they're mortal now, right? They might be good, they might be great, but they're mortal. They just cannot duplicate what they did in the previous era. And I think that's probably going to fall right on Kalen DeBoer, and it may not be his fault. Is there anyone that could have taken that job and continued at the fever pitch of success that Saban, that level? I don't think anybody could have. And Kalen DeBoer is a heck of a football coach, but is he the right coach for Alabama? Is that another good marriage? And for Alabama fans, I hope it is. For the rest of college football, I'm okay if Alabama comes down a notch, because I wouldn't mind seeing a little more parity at that sport.
Smitty, can we get you to participate in the Upset Picks Challenge again this year?
Oh, yeah, but I don't, you'll have to, what games are eligible now?
We have
kick off on a Thursday.
We have five games, so we're going to break out this weekend's games as quote-unquote week zero, and then next week's games will all be week one. So this week you've got five games to choose from. So it's not a lot of options here for you, but you got Iowa State, Kansas State, with Iowa State +3 if you want that one. You could take Idaho State 26.5 over UNLV. You could take Fresno State +14.5 against Kansas. Sam Houston +10 against Western Kentucky, or Stanford +2.5 against Hawaii.
You know what? I'm going to take that. I think it's in, are they going to Ireland? Iowa mm-hmm. State, Kansas State?
Yep,
that
yep.
was in Ireland? Okay. Yeah, give me the underdog there, because, you know, things are funky. When you transatlantic ball game, always give me the underdog, right? Because you just don't know how everybody's going to react. Plus, in the Big 12, should anybody be favored? Should any Big 12 team be favored over another Big 12 team? I have no idea who's the Arizona State could go first to worst, for all I know, this year. So I when it comes to the Big 12, I usually like the underdog, so that's a good one. I'll take Iowa State and Matt Campbell over Kansas State and whoever the heck their coach is now.
Smitty, you're the absolute best. As always, we appreciate you. Look forward to talking to you at 4 o'clock every Friday right here on the Fan Upstate. I know our Tolos in the Upstate enjoy it as well.
Absolutely. Enjoy that new stadium, too.
Yes. Have a good call, brother.
Thanks, man.
Smitty, Sports Talk Media Network. You heard him right here on the Fan Upstate. So many people, every time we have him on, text the Hub City Spartanburgers text line and talk about just how good it is to hear Smitty back on the airwaves in the Upstate. Him, Phil Kornblut, they do a good job, with Sports Talk Media Network. So give them a follow. Check them out if you haven't done so already. Diesel, Phil Kornblut was set up right behind us at ACC kickoff this past year, and he was a victim, as we were, to the guy who decided it was a good idea to pull the plug on the power and the internet. Remember that?
Yeah, for sure.
That was such a bad day, but a weird time it was, but always thanks to Smitty.
You know, it's a good thing Smitty was ultra diplomatic there, because you said, we have nobody listening from down there in the lower part of the state, and then boom, we get a text message from somebody who says, Wando listener here, Mount Pleasant represent. So you might have been getting Smitty in trouble.
Sorry, Dexter. Let me say, if you're listening from the lower part of the state, which I know people do, Tom in Somerville, and this texter that says Wando listener, look here, do us a favor, find out who the AD is, and I can make a couple of calls and probably have it fixed in an hour, but we got to get our boy Smitty in the press box. There has been a hurricane that just passed by the East Coast. And that guy's going to be calling football outside. That is pathetic, Diesel. I mean, I'll take the blame there. It was me, not Smitty. You know, be upset with me, but calling a game outside, man, that's rough. I feel for him. Hopefully he's got an umbrella or four.
Cole, we are less than 15 picks away from meeting our week zero goal of 100 picks. I think we can do it. We'll make another push on the other side of the break for you to get your wire-to-wire upset picks in for week zero. And I want to ask all the Tolos the question. Who you got in the best bar scene, Clemson or 5 Points Columbia? Who you got? The best bars, rate them up, call in, text in. Which bar scene is the absolute goated compared to the other? That's coming your way next. 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, and everywhere on the free Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Cole, we're so close. So close. 88 picks already in week zero of the Wire to Wire Upset Picks Challenge, brought to you by Ingles. 85 was a goal we thought we could hit, and we've already blown past it. And now 100 is right there in our sights. I think we can do it now here with 2.5 hours left of the show here on Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Tolos, if you haven't yet given us your week zero upset pick, do it now. What are we talking about? What is this upset picks challenge? Cole, tell them what they need to do.
Well, they need to listen to Diesel and I, and look, open the ESPN app, but don't do it while you're driving. Of course, we don't want you to do it while you're driving, and make sure you're on FBS, you know, Division I all games, not top 25, underscores. There are 5 games this weekend. All we need you to do, if you love college football and love competing, you find one game where you feel like the underdog, whoever, meaning whoever is not favored, can win the game outright. So if Clemson, again, they're not playing this weekend, but if they are the underdog, you feel like they can win a game outright, not covering the spread, you take Clemson. So, for example, let's find the text on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Perfect example right here. This is a great text right here. A few seconds ago, just a few seconds ago. 844-326-3663. John Corley, Iowa State plus 3.5 over Kansas State. Diesel, that's perfect, right?
That's all
we want right there. So if Iowa State wins the game outright, John will have 3.5 points. It's a rolling total all season long. You get 1 point taken away if you miss, 2 points taken away if you don't participate each week. Diesel, I threw out that 100 number yesterday kind of joking, but we definitely can hit it. And I'll even tell you, look, I like making – if we're going to do something, let's do it big. Let's do it big, right? So that's why I threw out 100 yesterday. This is more than we had last year in week zero, right? Way more.
Yep.
So I'm going to do one better.
Uh-oh.
You ready for this?
Uh-oh.
Not only can we get 100 in by show close today, we can get to 100, but which means we need how many more?
We need, at this exact moment,
Count Johns that just came in.
11 more.
Not only can we get 100, Diesel, we can get 100 by the end of the segment.
What?
End of the segment. That's 7 minutes. Tolos, 11 more if you have never. Look, there are hundreds and thousands of people at any given time listening to this show in the upstate of South Carolina. 97.1 FM in Greenville, 97.1 in Spartanburg, 97.7 in Greenville. Parts of Anderson as well. We have Tolos in Anderson that text in every day. Lower part of the state, Somerville. We have evidently somebody in Wando that was listening a few minutes ago. Tyler R. and Easley needs to fix his pick. Diesel, I believe DB did let us know it was wrong. Not sure exactly what was wrong with it, but Tyler R., if you can text back in, Diesel might can help you out with that. But, yeah, 11 Tolos who have never participated in the Upset Picks Challenge by the end of the segment. I think it's a possibility. I think we can do it. You and I both made our picks, Diesel, to rehash, to remind our Tolos, because mm-hmm. it's been 2 days since we did this. You picked who in your Upset Picks Challenge this week?
I picked Iowa State over Kansas State. I think they're a more complete team. It's 3 points. I don't think any of these other ones are going to hit. Like, I know that I'm possibly leaving points on the table with the 10-pointer and the 13-pointer. Like, I'm not stupid. I'm not going for Idaho State plus 26.5 over UNLV. But I genuinely don't think the Sam Houston pick is going to hit. I don't think this Fresno State pick is going to hit. So I'm playing it conservative here in week zero with still a long way to go, and I'm taking Iowa State plus 3 over Kansas State.
So, Tolos, if that hits, Diesel will have 3 points. The line's moved to 3.5 now, but Diesel will have 3 points this week.
Correct.
Next week, if he hits again, whatever it is, you add that to it. It's a rolling tally, a rolling total to see who can end the season with the most points. That's how it works. Let's get 11 Tolos by the end of the segment right now. It's almost like a telethon. Takes it from the 887, says, did y'all get my pick in yesterday? I don't know who
That's
you are.
That's Bo. I went back and checked. Yes,
gotcha.
Bo, we did get it. Now, Bo, make sure we fixed it for you, because this is, you know, still week zero, and I don't think we've ever seen you message in before and pick last year, for example. So I fixed it for you, but make sure you give us the full game and the spread. Bo,
That's
I think
right.
you texted in yesterday saying, hey, I'm Bo from Greer, or whatever you said your name was. And I'll take Iowa State. Well, that's great, but you got to give us Bo, Iowa State plus 3 versus Kansas State. Give us the full game and the spread when you text in.
Diesel, I took a 10-point spread that's moved. I don't know if you noticed this. There's been a little movement in these lines, a half a point.
Yep.
I took Sam Houston. So here's how I'd send my text. Cole, Sam Houston plus 10 versus Western Kentucky. Western
yep.
Kentucky is favored now by 9.5, which means, guess what? We're getting closer to Sam Houston having a shot
yeah.
to win this thing, and Cole Bryson's going to have 10 points.
It's okay, you're going to squander them all throughout the course of the season.
I probably wouldn't you hit again throughout the course of the regular season. I did horrible last year, but I picked Sam Houston. So if Sam Houston wins, I get 10 points. And I'm telling you what, I know 10 points in the grand scheme of things isn't a lot. But for me and these Tolos, Diesel, that picked this game, if you can start the season in week zero with 10 points, that's massive.
That
I don't know
massive.
If it'll happen, but I just That's what I'm going. I'm not going like big swinger, 14.5, Kansas, Fresno State, or let's see, UNLV, Idaho State to 26.5 point spread. I like Sam Houston. I don't know what their mascot is. I don't know what part of Sam they're located in Houston. I don't know where their school. I don't know anything about Sam Houston. Diesel, you know their mascot? Are they Bearcats? I think I already asked you that. So you're the mascot king. You know all these mascots. Real quick.
They are coming in fast and furious right now, buddy.
Let's go. Oh, you know what I meant to say yesterday? There was a Tolo. They're coming in. I told you. We're going to hit 11 by the end of the segment, no doubt. Brennan, Buckeye, Irish, Mad Met. They're coming in left and right. But here's a good idea I saw from a Tolo yesterday. And I don't know who brought this up, Diesel, and I apologize for not remembering who it was. But Tolos, get your wives to play. That way you and your wife can have a little bit of skin in the game. We can double our numbers here, right, on the upset picks. These aren't that a great idea? Let's involve wives this
year.
Just Jess, Dan B's wife, guess what? She's the leader in this clubhouse. She's the best. She plays and participates every week in the Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles Market. So if just Jess can do it, get your wife in the game. That way y'all can have a little something to go back and forth about, right?
Yeah, do it. We would love to get you guys having fun together in the house, and maybe she's going to not like that. I mean, maybe like that if that's your cup of tea.
Keep it PG.
We're just trying to something the husband and wife can do. Your wife's probably asking all the time, "Hey honey, can we go see the leaves? Can we go apple picking? Can we do this?" No, honey, we're playing the Upset Picks Challenge. That's what we're going to do together.
That's great.
Every single week.
That's a great promo. I love it.
Yeah.
Screw the apple orchard and the winery. We're playing the Upset Picks Challenge.
Right.
I love it.
Shout out. And by the way, Mad Mex, we got you here, but make sure you put the full game in your text. He texted in and said Iowa State 3.5. Mad Mex, make sure you text in the full game, Iowa State 3.5 versus Kansas State. You got to make sure you do that.
10, 9, 8.
Now we're at 94.
7. So we need 6 more?
We need 6 more. So Corn Chip got his in.
I mean, I can yell down this press box right now and get these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, this massive brand new press box that I'm sitting in, it burns diesel. I might can go, take up the offering during the commercial break and see if I can get some upset. I mean, we can do this. 100. I mean, we're going to have more than 100. This is awesome.
And you know what? Dan B on the stream is dead on here. We still got some no-shows from Tolos who have participated and done really well in this challenge before. Mm. Tyler R. in Easley. I think he's the one that we need to fix. Amazon guy.
Yeah.
E. Thoughty. Tiger Pal Rachel. Rick and Greer. Where are you?
Where's our old pal, Tiger Pal Rachel at? I did see her name on the text line a few days ago, but I don't believe it was the Upset Picks Challenge. Tiger Pal Rachel, where you at? We miss hearing from you. Get your upset pick in, and anybody else listening out there too. I'll yell out the press box here if I have. I'll get the band over there, Diesel. Whatever it takes, right?
It almost feels like you're trying to induce high school kids into gambling, Cole, and you shouldn't do that.
No, you shouldn't. Probably not the best thing to do, but the Upset Picks Challenge is the best thing to do. It's sponsored by Ingles.
We can just stop taking submissions now, Cole. Christy Mann has gotten her pick in.
Bam!
She's taking Sam Houston versus Western Kentucky.
Look here.
Right on.
3 more. West Virginia Fan 214 just got in. Christy Mann. We love Christy Mann. Christy Mann's a Tolo. She saw us, what was that, back in the spring?
When yeah,
we
were it was at the South Carolina Clemson baseball
that's
game.
That's right. She got mad at me because I was talking a little trash that day,
well,
right?
She was
right,
mad because
right.
South Carolina lost that day.
Oh, okay, gotcha. You said it. Alan B., Big Al. There's Bam right there. 1, 2, 3, 4. We need 2 more?
We're at 98.
98. 2 more.
98.
Let's go.
We can do it.
Let's go. By the way, the amount of years that you guys, even before I joined you a year ago and we started this show, Diesel, you've never had this many entries in week 0, right? This
never.
Is the all-time record.
Never had this many in week 0. Last year I think we set the standard. We set a new standard
we did.
Of about 125 in any given week, especially early in the season. I know people sort of taper off at the end once they kind of get in their mind, oh, I'm not going to do very well in this challenge. Well, that's bogus. That's BS. People have come from behind and gotten on a heater down the last half of the season, so don't give up. Don't quit playing just because you think, I'm 30 points back. I don't really have a chance to win this thing. You can do it. You can go on a heater in the last 5-6 weeks and do really well for yourself.
Diesel, you mentioned it in the Daily Wires earlier today. South Carolina made a big change yesterday. They are now a Nike program, leaving Under Armour. There was a press conference about it this morning, unveiling of new jerseys and audio from the athletic director, Jeremiah Donati. We'll have that audio for you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You call upon the Tolos and they deliver. No, that's not a Bible verse. That's just a fact because, Diesel, I didn't know if it could be done, but I said not only can we hit 100, we can hit 100 in this segment. And we hit 102.
Yeah,
we did. How about that? How
yeah,
about that, man?
I wonder if we can hit 125 by the end of the show.
I think so.
I think we could do it. Tolos, keep them coming.
I think so as well. It's really interesting. Let's see here. I've got some audio from Jeremiah Donati this morning, or yesterday rather, talking about the big announcement, South Carolina going from Under Armour to Nike. Want to give a quick shout-out first to Gator Bobby, first-ever upset challenge pick, Ken from Union. Let's see. CM Greenville, Tigerville Bo, Clemson 83, JWE. So many Tolos getting their upset pick in. Also, RJ texts the Hub City Spartanburgers text line and asking the Dorman Cavaliers get a shout-out. Thank goodness high school football is back. Let's go Cavs, says RJ. And, yeah, Dorman absolutely gets a shout-out. They are in action tonight. By the way, Tolos, I'll give you my weekly picks at 5:20 on the show. Dorman playing Greenville. The 9th ever matchup between the two programs. Dorman won last year 42-35, and Greenville hadn't won since Greenville did win in 2023, but before that, it was quite some time before or since Greenville won against Dorman. So not a lot of history in that little matchup, Dorman at Greenville, but it'll be interesting tonight, and we'll talk about that game more at 5:20. 20 on the show today. He's Diesel back in the Ingalls Market Studios. I'm Cole Bryson, live from the brand new Nixon Field in Duncan, South Carolina. Diesel, let's hear this audio from AD Jeremiah Donati, who met with the media earlier this morning on why Under Armour chose not to match Nike's offer.
You know, it was something that we spent a lot of time thinking through about what would be, you know, in our best interest going forward. So went through the process and spent a lot of time to be really thoughtful, listen to our coaches and student athletes, and, you know, and was really thrilled with the offer that Nike gave us. And, you know, when Under Armour opted not to match, we were able to move forward.
And Jeremiah, I actually do want to ask about the Under Armour January 1st deadline, about negotiating with faith with them. How did that come out? Were you guys pretty amicable about, like, you know, we kind of want to move on and they gave you the
I think the way our cycle works, you've got to order product a year in advance. And so we wanted to, you know, make sure we had options, and they'd had options, you know. So whether we were going to continue with our partnership, you'd like to know those things before you get into that cycle.
Did you guys talk with other apparel companies, Adidas, more?
Nope.
Just Nike?
Just Nike.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Yeah, just Nike and Under Armour.
How comparable were the deals they gave you compared to other SEC schools of what they've...
Oh, it's very competitive. I mean, you can look that up yourself, but we feel great about it. So, you know, all these deals are a little, you know, they're not quite apples to apples because the apparel business has changed so much and it's continues to evolve. But no, we feel great about our deal we have with Under Armour. We feel very, very well supported by them. We feel great about this deal going forward.
There's a lot made.
So that's Jeremiah Donati, Diesel, the AD at South Carolina. He said Under Armour chose not to match Nike's offer for the Gamecocks. And look, they had a long-standing partnership, South Carolina and Under Armour did. I find it a little bit surprising, but in the world we live in, you got to have the best deal. And for whatever reason, Under Armour just wouldn't match. Does that surprise you a little bit that Under Armour wouldn't match Nike there?
It does, because, you know, I'm looking at the list, and this is, I'm sure, not an exhaustive, complete list of schools that wear Under Armour. South Carolina is among, if not the highest profile member of that group of teams that wear it. Army, yeah. BC, Coastal, Maryland, Navy, Northwestern, mm-hmm. Notre Dame wears Under Armour. Mm-hmm. South Carolina, Utah, Wisconsin, Yale, there may be a few others on top of that.
And Auburn just left.
Right. So, yeah. But South Carolina and Notre Dame, they're probably, you know, neck and neck, or not too far as how much exposure that Under Armour can get for seeing that patch, that stitching there show up on live TV. So I'm a little confused as to why they didn't do that. They're letting one of their biggest properties walk over a couple of bucks.
It's interesting. Again, I don't have the details of the deal, but I don't know exactly what it was. But, man, you look at that list of Under Armour schools now, and that thing's dwindling. Like, it's dwindling in a big way. So it's Nike or nothing right now, it seems like.
Cole, we got so many of these messages coming in with upset picks. Just a reminder for those of you who are thinking about getting your upset picks, send them to us at 844-326-3663. And make sure every week when you text them in, you put your name on there the exact same way. So JWE, make sure you send it to us as JWE every single week. That way we don't get confused and think it's two different people sending their picks in. When we come back, Cole, we wrapped up, at least the Carolina Panthers did, wrapped up their preseason this year with a 19-10 loss at home to the Steelers. What did we learn from that game? Are there any changes possible coming to the roster based on what we saw last night? And a little bit of audio from all those involved. Coming your way next on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.